This is My Song, the stories behind the tracks.
My name is Patience Musa and I am a jazz singer, a songwriter. My song is called Amai Mukai. Amai Mukai in English, it translates to a wake up woman. The song is about a woman just discovering self, hence the waking up. I wrote Amai Mukai when I experienced my own awakening. I've always had business relationships with people, and because I would never think that a person would be capable of actually backstabbing you after you've been working with them for a while and trusting them. There were a couple of situations like that when then I had to then say to myself, I can't be completely trusting people with my career. I can't be completely trusting people with my life. No matter what they say, they might have good intentions, but at the end of the day, they're also just human. For me, it comes off as a betrayal, the biggest sort of betrayal ever. So then I started to look around at everybody around me. I started looking around at family as well and friends, like, who is really there for me? Who isn't giving me a crocodile smile? Who is there because they are really my friend, because they want to be there? And every single time something happens into your life, whether it's a heartbreak, whether it's a friend letting you down or a business partnership that goes wrong, you always look at yourself. And the first person you blame is yourself. So yes, I did blame myself. I sit in the dark a lot. So, and then I was trying to discover what it is I was feeling at that moment so that I could put it into words, just for my sake, just to write something, not intentionally to write a song. So then this chorus just kept coming into my head. And for me, it wasn't just about saying I have to wake up and realize that people are human, that these things happen. But it was also a point of saying, patience, get over it. Find a way out of this dark hole. Life is not just standing still waiting for you to let go of these things. There's still a life to be lived and still so much more to do. Then as I was writing the song, then I realized that it wasn't just about me anymore. It was about looking at myself. I looked at myself in the mirror as a woman, and then I looked at my mother as a woman, and I started to think about, what did my mother go through? What are the untold stories in her life that I'm not aware of, but that have made her a better mother for me, a better sister for her siblings, a better daughter? And then I also started to look at the next generation. So that's how the song moves. The first verse looks at my mother. The second verse looks at me as a woman. And then the third verse looks at the next generation. But I think that's the beauty of music, and that's the reason why I write. I want people to be taken to another world. I want people removed from their situations, painful, hurtful, and to be taken to a happier place. I want people to learn something and have their world open out. And if I can do that, then I have done a lot. Yeah.
yeah.
If you have any comments or ideas, get in touch with us on Facebook or Twitter at RNW Africa. That's RNW Africa.